China is the all-seeing and listening state. Surveillance cameras are increasingly fitted with artificial intelligence, including facial and iris recognition technology, meaning pictures can be analyzed in real time. Today, the average Chinese citizen spends nearly every waking moment under the watchful eye of the state, says the co-author of a new book.
There are more than 400 million cameras, surveillance cameras in China. There are close to 1 billion smartphones, you know, rattling around in people's pockets and purses that the Communist Party can access.
During the often turbulent rule of Chairman Mao Zedong, people were compelled to read his Little Red Book, an iconic work that contained his observations. But China's current leader has much more. An app. An app that promotes Xi Jinping thought. Just one of the many technological tools that's helped create a cult of personality around President Xi, as well as strengthening ideological control over the ruling Communist Party's 100 million members.
So the Communist Party believes that if they have enough data and they combine that with the right tools, they can essentially predict human behavior and mold it to a degree that they can engineer a perfect society, right? And this is a sort of future society in which there are no dissidents.
The government says its surveillance network helps maintain order and reduce crime. It's co-opted some of the country's biggest tech companies to track phones, monitor online purchases, and decode messages.
Certainly with the advent of new technologies and Chinese companies becoming giants in areas of surveillance technology, for example, in facial recognition, China certainly has used that, the CCP has used that to its advantage and implemented that in China.
COVID-19 brought even more surveillance. For most people, everyday life, like taking a bus or entering a restaurant, hangs on the colour of a health code on a smartphone. But already, evidence has emerged that some local government officials have been using the app as a tool of social control. Adrian Brown, Al Jazeera.